not every rat that you see is, you know, a common rat, Rattus rattus. Some of Australia's rats are native. So how do you tell the difference? Well, Tanya Luce is an ecologist and nature writer who lives near Daylesford. Morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Yeah, and we've got Gavin McGrath, who is also filling in for Nicole Chavastik on Statewide Drive this afternoon. Morning, Gav.
G'day. A lot happening in that song, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you know who they reminded me kind of?
Who?
Do you remember a band called Rat Cat?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, way too many instruments and stuff happening at the same time.
Well, that's on topic today because we're talking about rats. Tanya, how do you tell the difference between an introduced rat and a native rat?
Well, look, it can be really difficult because most people think like an introduced rat must be kind of look sort of a bit ugly and evil. But unfortunately, our black rats, which is the main kind of introduced rat that we get around here, can be really quite an attractive mammal. Okay, so they have come in all different colours. With like, they might have white chests and they might be grey or brown. But the trick is to look at the ears and the tail. So the ears in an introduced rat, in a black rat, are kind of oval and a bit long over a pointy kind of head. And then in our native rats, ears are quite round and dark and sort of set close into the head, a bit more kind of round. And then with the tail, the black rat has a really long naked tail that is longer than the length of its body, whereas the native rats, the bush rat or the swamp rat, they've got a darker sort of tail, but the key thing is that it's shorter. It's not longer than the body, it's shorter than the length of the body.
Okay. And do you think people do mistake native rats for introduced rats frequently?
Oh, God, all the time. Look, we had some. We had a friend staying over and there was a rat clambering around on our dishes and we were like, oh, my God, it's so cute. And he was taking videos of it because we thought it was a native bush rat. And then later on I went, oh, my God, that's actually a black rat. That's so embarrassing. So I was glad that he didn't post that on social media.
Yeah, fair enough.
Tanya, if you're going to get it wrong, what hope have the rest of us got, to be honest?
That was a few years ago. My rat ID has improved, I must admit. That was when I was a younger woman.
Right.
I'm having a look at some of the photos of these things because you did send us some photos. Great radio, of course. Mm. But one of the things that I'm noticing, and not very scientific, it has to be said, but the ones with the happy look on their face are the native ones, and the ones with an angry look on their face, especially the brown rats, they look kind of angry.
Well, look, that's exactly what I was talking about. Cuteness is no indication, but I have to say I've heard brown rats are pretty aggressive and pretty intense, and so that might be the angry look. They're the ones that, you know, let's say they've done studies on what roaming cats eat, and often, especially overseas, places like New York, they'll ignore brown rats just because there's just no bother because they're tough as anything and they'll really go you. But the brown rats are more they're also known as ship rats, I think, whereas black rats are often known as tree rats. So they like to be in palms, in roofs, in houses, yeah. Whereas I don't think we get brown rats around here, but, yeah, I could be wrong.
Okay. Are they actually related to native rats, those introduced rats?
Oh, yeah, 100%. So rodents in Australia, so we've got lots of, like a quarter of the native mammals in Australia that are not marsupials are actually rodents. And that includes mice and rats. And we've got all these really cool hopping mice, stick nest rats, water rats, pebble mound mice. They all live out in the desert. And then here in Victoria, we've got like 18 species of mouse and rat, but the only ones that are introduced are the brown rat and the black rat, but it's the same genus, Rattus. So Rattus rattus is the introduced rat, and Rattus lutriolus, is the swamp rat, which I've been seeing in my garden. So they're so related. They're really genetically related. They're in the same genus, which is closer than even the family level.
So these aren't marsupial mice or rats, are they?
No. So
that's a different thing.
Mice, yeah, exactly. So they're, it's what makes it confusing, and that's why many people think that we don't have native rodents, because marsupial mice are actually carnivorous marsupials, little mouse-like things that are related to quolls and Tasmanian devils and fasciculus and things like that. So they eat insects and have a pouch for young, whereas water rats, swamp rats, and the introduced rats, they all are like placental mammals.
Okay, now I've went to Lake Wendouree once. I think I mentioned this on the wireless once before, and there was something. It was like a rat, only much bigger and friendlier, but it had the long tail. And I think that you mentioned it was a Rekali. So where do they fit into this whole conversation about native mice and rats?
Yeah, sure. So water rats or Rekali are one of my favourite animals. Okay, and so they're part of what they call the, I love this kind of technical science stuff, but the Australopapuan old endemics, which means that they're the the rats and mice that evolved in Australia 6 to 8 million years ago. So they've been here a really long time. And the water rat is just a big, adorable, amazing rat. And it's evolved. It's one of Australia's only carnivorous rats. It only eats, it eats fish and even, you know, water birds and stuff like that. So very much a native, but it's very much a rat. It's 100% rat.
Okay. We've got Jenny in Meetung on the line who wants to talk about her rat catching skills. Jenny, good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Have you got a rat problem, do you?
I do, yes. And I've had rats nesting in the heater box of my car in winter.
Oh,
and
no.
It's cost a lot of money to have that repaired. So I have a non-kill trap that's set, and it's set in a high spot, so the black rat has to climb up to get to it, because my understanding is that the native rodents can't climb as easily.
Is that right, Tanya?
Well, they're more like ground living. She's doing the right thing in terms of the black rat is more likely to be climbing.
Okay. So go on, Jenny. Tell us about that non-kill trap.
So it's a cage. So when the rat is caught in the cage with my bait of cheese and peanut butter, I can check the length of the tail and the ears compared to the body. And if the long tail, longer than the body, makes me realise it's an introduced species of rat.
Yeah.
So then I have a big bucket of water and I put the whole cage in the bucket of water, and that's a humane way to kill the rat. And then when the rat is dead, I fish the rat out of the cage and I put it on the fence post, and then the owl or the big raven comes down and eats the rat.
Awesome. Wow, that's just fantastic, Jenny. That's like just ticks all the boxes, because you're identifying that it's not a native species, which is fantastic, and you're not using poisons that are going to kill other wildlife, and then you carefully feed the owls. That's brilliant. Well done.
Yeah, yeah. That interesting, though, that's seen as a humane way to kill a rat is to put it in a cage and then put it in a bucket of water. Mm. But I guess, I mean, what are the other options?
Look, the most humane way to kill things, I went to a lecture workshop at a wildlife shelter. There's, it's actually blunt force trauma to the skull.
Right.
But you need to have a bit of, guts and vim and vigour to be able to do that quickly and accurately, and it's harder on a smaller animal.
Yeah.
So, look, I hate killing things, and I have drowned rats.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of, I mean, Jenny seems to be ticking all of the boxes there, really. by the sounds of it. All right. Well, thank you for calling through, Jenny from Metung. There's a couple of different techniques that people have when it comes to dealing with rodents, but a lot of them, you're right, Tanya, are just baiting, you know, rat sack, etc., and not doing the careful checking that Jenny is doing. How many people are actually doing that, are actually checking the animals before they kill them?
Oh, that's a huge unknown, really. A massive unknown. And so, that's why we're really trying to encourage people to not buy brands like Ratsack, because they have these compounds in them that stay within the animal. And then when owls, powerful owls, eat them, and also non-target animals like brush-tailed possums have been found to be eating ratsack. Mm. And then when owls eat the possums, they die. And, of course, the possums die. And so you're really wanting to look for rat poisons that, if you use them at all, that have things like warfarin. I never could pronounce chemicals properly.
Warfarin
in them, rather than these other things. So just Google that. BirdLife Australia has some really good information on having an owl-friendly garden.
Mm. Just before we let you go, Tanya and Gav, there's a text here from Carol in Castlemaine saying, we've just relocated a brush-tailed phascagale that we trapped after it had killed three of our hens, one after the other. It's a beautiful animal, but we couldn't let it take all of our chooks. Apparently, decades ago, phascagales were nicknamed vampire marsupials because of the way they kill their prey. So Carol seems to be doing the right thing as well by just relocating.
So it would seem. Now, I've got a quick question. A quick question before we go, because this has just popped into my head. When these different things, for example, a black rat and a native rat, do they ever come into contact with each other, and what happens if they do?
I think they just ignore each other, because the natives eat mainly plants and the black rats eat absolutely everything. So they're not competing with each other.
Okay. And we can't trust cuteness. But I think what you told us earlier is that native rats' ears are round and they have a shorter tail than their body. The black rat has a long tail, which is longer than its body. So that's the key indicator.
Yep, sure is.
Tanya, thank you so much again. And Gav McGrath.